Hi, Marty.
Hi, Fred.
We're going to have a busy day today, so I want to get right to it. First story is going to be a very big story, we expect, tomorrow. Tomorrow, the New Mexico State University Board of Regents is expected to announce the new chancellor. You have profiles this week of all of the five finalists.
We do, and two are from New Mexico, or they have direct state connections. Two are actually from out of the country originally. Very fascinating group of people. Dan Arvizu is one of them, and Barbara Dameron is another, and I shall try to get all five in here. Brian Stevenson is yet another, and so Mr. Floros is another as well. And I am told that they're going to announce this on Friday at the Board of Regents meeting. They do have a
Board of Regents schedule. And you mentioned the first two. Barbara Dameron, of course, is the Higher Education Secretary for New Mexico. John Arvizu, he is an alum of New Mexico State.
John D. Floros and Robert J. Marley. Also, I've omitted Mr. Marley's name. Bob
so
Marley.
So that's all four.
Yeah. So it should be an interesting Friday to see how they go.
Yes.
And all right. And because we are in the paper, on Friday we will post it online when they do make a decision.
All right. Very good. We'll look for that. Also in your business section this week, a look at the Outdoor Economics Conference in Las Cruces.
Yeah, this is interesting because when you think about economic development, you think about traditional brick and mortar, and you think about just traditional avenues and ways to grow an economy or develop an economy. And this is about how the monument, for one thing, the Oregon Mountains Desert Peaks, is attracting tourism and the businesses that spring up to serve that. And within that conference, U.S. Senator Martin Heinrich announced that he's going to introduce a legislation to upgrade White Sands National Monument to full national park status. And the statistics bear out that national parks get a lot more visitation and are a lot more of an economic driver than a monument.
Could mean millions more to our regional economy. All right. Also, an area where we're hoping for more money in the economy, film production. And you have a profile of a new movie, Radio Silence, that was filmed in Las Cruces.
There's a company called Borderlands Media and PRC Productions. And the writer, director, and producer of this movie, Radio Silence, is a Troy Skoten, Jr., I hope or Senior. I hope I pronounce his last name, Skouten or Skoten. But anyway, they've been filming this around the area using local talent. The plot is kind of based in northern Mexico and also in New Mexico. And he just hopes that if it's an independent film, he hopes to get it shown at the Rio Grande Theater this summer. And if there are more like this being filmed here, he hopes to keep area talent from leaving the area.
Let's hope so. In arts and entertainment, the Las Cruces Uke Fest. Marty, did you know ukuleles were such a big thing? I didn't know that.
I didn't know that until a couple of years ago. And festivals honoring this humble instrument have been cropping up around the country. And you know, I play guitar. Guitars are kind of the, when you think of stringed instrument, and but you know, they ukulele is native to Hawaii, which is now U.S. But you know, when you think of an American stringed instrument, you don't normally think of ukulele. You think of banjos and guitars and so forth, mandolin. But I think it's really cool, and there's going to be a lot of people. Speaking of good economic development, there'll be a lot of visitors in town out at the Farm and Ranch Museum to see this festival. There'll be a concert, there'll be open mics, there'll be workshops and so forth.
Well, and speaking of the museum and Southwest Living, you remind us that it's the 20th anniversary of the New Mexico Farm and Ranch Heritage Museum, and you have a rundown of lots of events.
Yes, a lot of events coming up, starting on May 15th with the traditional Blessing of the Fields. And there's about five or six events through May 19th. And then we have a timeline of the history of the museum, just from the germination of the idea and shepherding it through the legislature and some of the some of the developments that took place that made this museum what it is. And I think, frankly, the museum is much more than they even envisioned back then.
It sure is. All right. Marty Racine, he's the managing editor of the Las Cruces Bulletin. Thanks, Marty.
Thank you.